Today's shir of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tes Vav Sif Hey, and today we will be finishing up the Siman. As an introduction to Sif Hey, the Shulchan Aruch is going to be addressing mending the hole of a talis from which the tzitzis are hung. The case is where the talis tore from the hole downwards towards the edge of the talis. And the halacha is that tzitzis must be hung from a talis at a point that is at least as far from the edge as the length of a thumb from its knuckle to its tip. The place of the tzitzis is in the area between three finger breadths and half a thumb's length from the edge of the corner. So if the tzitzis are hung either above three finger breadths or below half a thumb's length, they do not satisfy the requirement of the talus. Therefore, if a talus tears from the hole downwards, such that the tzitzis would hang from a point too close to the edge, one will have to mend the hole before hanging the tzitzis from it. If the tzitzis had been in the hole before it tore, there the tzitzis will be able to be left there. We'll see this coming up in the first Mishnah Berurah that we're going to be doing today. Now, there are two potential problems with mending the fabric underneath the hole. One is that, according to Rashi, it is sometimes usher to sew a talus near the corner, as we will see, due to the concern that one might incorporate the sewing thread as one of the tzitzis strings. That's a concern, according to Rashi. A sewing thread would not make a valid tzitzis string because a tzitzis string has to be spun, as we know, with the kavana, with the lashma, of using it for tzitzis, which is not the case with a sewing thread, which we saw this yesterday in Siman Dalet. And also, if you remember, another issue with mending the fabric is that, according to Rav Amram from yesterday, there are cases where even after a tear is sewn up, the mended area is still viewed as if it is torn. Therefore, it can come out that even if the fabric underneath the hole was sewn up, the mended fabric is still viewed as if it is torn, and as such, one still cannot place the tzitzis in the hole. Now, it should be pointed out that only the Shulchan Aruch holds of the concept that a mended area can be viewed as if it is still torn. Remember, that was yesterday's second opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Dalet. But if you remember, many Achronim maintain that a mended area is never viewed as if it is still torn, as we have seen, remember yesterday in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Tes Vav, and we'll see it again today in Sif Katan Chaf Aleph. So this Sif will discuss when one can mend the fabric underneath the hole in a way that it is both permissible and valid, kosher, for subsequently placing the tzitzis. So here we go. Sif Hey. Im Nikra Minekev Sha Tzitzis Talui Bo Ulamata. In Kada Matalas Tzitzis Lit Ketlakera, she also sitsis hayasham bishas hakera kosher. Right? In the event that a talus tore from the hole in which the sitsis are hung downwards, then if the sitsis had been placed in the hole before it tore, such that these same sitsis were there when it tore, they remain kosher. The im nikra binishtayer mimena kolshehu hu sefaro viachar kach hitil bo tzitzis, im hu shalt semer, kosher lekulei alma. In the event that the talus had torn from the hole, but some of the fabric between the hole and the edge remained connected, and then one had sewn it and hung the tzitzis in it afterwards, then if the talus is woolen, it is kosher according to all opinions. V'imu shal shar minim, shederech litfor bechutin shal oso amin, lo yitfor ledrash Rashi. If the talis is made from other materials, and it is common to sew with thread of the same material as the talis, then one cannot sew up the hole according to Rashi. And finally, im nikra usafaro v'achar kach hitil bo tzitzis ika lesafuke. If it had torn from the hole, and then one had sewn it afterwards, If it had torn from the hole and then one had sewn it and afterwards hung tzitzis in it, the kashrus of the tzitzis is uncertain. So we're going to explain all of this right now in the Mishnah Brura. So the Shulchan Aruch had said, Sifkatan Yudches, the Shulchan Aruch had said it from the hole. If in the event that a talus tore from the hole, then if the tzitzis, right, were there when it tore, they will be kosher. So the Shulchan Aruch, right, that's what the Shulchan Aruch said. So the Mishnah Brura now, Minekev, says, Mayri Bishalot Tafara. The Shulchan Aruch is speaking of a case where one did not sew the talus back up. The Kamash Malan has come to teach you that Afal Gadlo Nishtayim Lo Kesher Agudol, and he's conveying that the tzitzis remain kosher even though the distance between the bottom of the hole and the edge of the talus no longer measures the length of a thumb from right the knuckle to its tip. That's the Kesher Agudol. Ukemosha Kasav Le'el Simen Yun Aleph Sif Yud. Right, in accordance with what was written above in Siman Yud Aleph, Sif Yud, that this is the measurement, right? The Lo Ba'inan Shir Ze Ella B'Shas Asiya, that this is the measurement, that this measurement is only required, right, when making the tzitzis. That's what he's basically saying, that even though the distance between the bottom of the hole and the edge of the talus no longer measures the length of a thumb from its knuckle to its tip, this measurement is only required when making the tzitzis, and therefore that the tzitzis will remain valid even though the distance between the bottom of the hole and the edge of the talus no longer measures the length of a thumb from its knuckle to its tip. Okay, and this is even, again, where one did not sew the talus back up. However, he continues on, and he says, V'imyirtza litfor hakera, azim abeged shel semer. So in the event that one wishes to sew the tear, and if the garment is woolen, yitperenu b'chudei sha'arminim, one can sew it with threads of other materials. Meaning, Rashi would permit sewing the tear l'chadchila, because in this case there's no concern of using the threads as tzitzis, because you're using threads of other materials. And one does not need to untie the tzitzis from the corner and hang them there again after he sews the hole, because the corner was never disqualified, it was never got puzzled, meaning to say, because the tzitzis remained kosher all along, sewing up the tear will not render them puzzled based on tasev lo min ha'asay. Now, in certain cases, leaving the tzitzis in their place when mending the talus will render the tzitzis as a tasev lo min ha'asui. So he's stressing here that the tzitzis remain kosher all along, and therefore mending the tear will not disqualify them. However, he says, this is because kevon delo nifsal haknaf, right? Bima beged hu shel shar minim aser. However, if the garment is made from other materials, it's going to be usher to sew it up with threads of the same material as the garment, according to Rashi's opinion, because one might leave some of the sewing thread for the purpose of tzitzis. The Shema Yishaya bechutin l'shem tzitzis. The yaf diyesh sham tzitzis lo plug bazeh. Even though there are already tzitzis in the hole, Chazal did not make an exception for this case. Ella yikach chutei min acher, rather the person should take a thread of a material other than that of the garment. A better option would be not to sew it with white thread, but rather with colored thread, because the minag now, right? She'ein noag and atal asad tzitzis rak levanim, because the minag nowadays is to only make tzitzis from white strings. And therefore, as such, there would be no reason or concern that one might leave the colored sewing thread for the purpose of tzitzis. Now, the reason the Mishnah Brura prefers using colored thread is because, according to the Magen Avraham, using thread of another material is not always permitted. And that's why it is a preference to use colored thread. Okay. Difkaton yud tes, kasher l'kulei alma. So that's what, again, the Shulchan Aruch said, im nikra v'nishtayim mena kol shu utfaro v'yachar kachitil bo tzitzis im ushal tzemer kasher l'kulei alma. That if, however, the talus had torn from the hole, but some of the fabric between the hole and the edge had remained connected, and then one had sewn it and hung the tzitzis in it afterwards, then he says that the talus is woolen, it is kosher according to all opinions. Look at Mr. Bura. The Larashi came and shabbeged, who shall say, Ein lachush sheyishaya b'chudei shamin in l'shem tzitzis. Because according to Rashi, since the garment is woolen, there's no concern that one will leave threads and the other materials for the purpose of tzitzis. Hula Rav Avram came in the shdaya kolshu who lones batal b'tavas begin. According to Rav Avram, since some of the fabric underneath the hole remained attached, the torn corner did not lose its status as a garment. V'chanon l'el b'sif hakodem, like we said in the previous sif. V'chol shekein d'leyesh omrim she b'sif hakodem kasher hacha kevan d'tatalas hatzitzis haya acharat zvira. He says, and certainly according to the other poskim quoted in the previous sif, the tzitzis will be kosher in this case because the tzitzis were put on after the sewing. Viter, sif katan chaf, lo yitfor, right? Lo yitfor ladas rashi. He said if the talis is made from other materials and it's common to sew with thread of the same material as a talis, one cannot sew up the hole according to Rashi. So he says, ritzon lomar, but also hamin. You can't sew it up, right, with a sewing thread of the same material as a talus. However, but with another type of material, one can be makel. But as we said, it is preferable. Sif katan yud ches. Sif katan chaf aleph. So the Shulchan Aruch had said that if it had torn from the hole and then one had sewn it and afterwards hung tzitzis in it, the kashrus of it is uncertain. So Mr. Brewer explains here, this means to say, shenikra kula, meaning the case here is if it had torn all the way through, nothing, no longer attached, minekev ad sof hasafa, from the hole to the end of the edge, l'chein ika l'sapuke, therefore, you have the following suffix. That even if the garment is woolen and one sews it with threads of other materials, which is for sure okay, right? The Rashi bevadei mutter, according to Rashi, that's for sure okay. It's possible that according to Rav Amram, it's going to be possible based on right the Shulchan Aruch's understanding of Rav Amram. They came in the Lonishdayer kol shehu. For we saw previously that according to Rav Amram, since none of the fabric underneath the hole had remained connected, and therefore even when the fabric is sewn back up, Rav Amram would conceivably not consider it reconnected, because halo mevuar was stated b'sif hakodem, the day rishon come on the bazak dami. It was stated in the previous sif that according to the first opinion, right, in understanding Rav Amram, according to Shulchan Aruch at least, not according to the Taz, according to Shulchan Aruch, that a small corner that tore off completely is always considered command deposit dummy. It's always considered as if it is severed, considered totally severed. And the lo yoil tfira afim yirtala hatil says the karkach. And it won't even help, right? Sewing it will not help even if one wishes to put the tzitzis on it afterwards. Ve'efshar da'acha adif. However, it's possible that this case is more lenient. So this is the tzad that you could maybe be make. However, it right that here it's possible that you could be more lenient because the corner is whole on both sides and only cut down the middle. And this is the Shulchan Aruch's uncertainty. Meaning perhaps these poskim are only machmir regarding adding a small piece of material to a garment. They hold that a piece smaller than 3x3 finger breadth is not considered a garment, and that even if one sews it to a talus, that small piece still will not reassume its status as a garment. But in the case of Arsiv, maybe where the talus as a whole is definitely considered a garment, and the only issue is that part of it tore through, maybe they'll agree that mending the torn fabric is effective for rendering that area sewn back up again. And this is the Shulchan Aruch's uncertainty. The Shulchan Aruch, right, simply just states that the validity is mesupak, is uncertain. He doesn't specify which opinion might consider the tzitzis invalid. So this implies the tzitzis might be puzzle according to all three opinions cited in the previous sif. The Mishnah Brura explains that the uncertainty really is only according to the initial understanding of Rav Amram, Because according to the latter understanding of Amram, right, and this is the way the Taz held as well, so sewing up a torn area always renders that area reconnected, and one can certainly place the tzitzis there. Similarly, according to Rashi, it is unclear what the uncertainty here would even be. Rashi only discusses whether it's permitted to sew the talis. He never discusses whether the tzitzis are kosher or pasul after being placed in a sewn-up area. However, if you check out the Be'er Agra, he's quoted in the Be'er Halacha, he writes that there can be possibly an uncertainty, possibly according to Rashi as well. Ayin Shem, Bayim B'taz Shecholek, see the Taz who disagrees, who posek the Ein Kan Safek, and he holds there's no Safek, the Lekulei Alma Mitil Bo Sittis L'Achar HaTfira, the Kasher, according to everyone, if you put the Sittis after the Tfira, it's going to be Kasher. Again, remember the Taz doesn't go with the first understanding of Rabban Ram of the Shulchan Aruch yesterday. So he says, nevertheless, it would be preferable, even though we seemingly go with the Taz, the Achronim, it'd be preferable to make sure to attach a piece of cloth of 3x3 finger breadths underneath, 3x3 finger breadths underneath the corner before sewing it, and thus comply with all the opinions. If this is impossible, one can be makel like the Taz, because regardless of the above, we have seen in Sifkatan Tezvav that the Achronim maintain that sewing is considered a connection and is even effective where the corner tore from its place entirely. Meaning, these Achronim conclude that even when a quarter tears off, one can sew it back and put the sittis there in accordance with the latter understanding of Rav Amram. They maintain that there's no, right, the Taz, there's no machlokas on the subject. Ayin Shem. In the case of our sif, no part of the palace actually even tore off. So therefore, one certainly can sew up the torn fabric underneath the hole and put the sittis in it afterwards. So just to summarize what we saw here in Sif Hey, regarding a talis which tore downwards from the hole in which the tzitzis are hung, such that the bottom of the hole is now closer to the edge of the talis than the length of a thumb from its tip to its knuckle, that if the tzitzis had been hung from the hole before it tore, those tzitzis will remain kosher. One does not need to mend the hole. If one mends the hole, he can leave the tzitzis there as he mends it. He does not need to undo the tzitzis. Right, he doesn't need to undo the scissors and then tie them back on after mending the hole. According to Rashi, there are cases where it's usur to sew a talis within 3 finger breadths of the corner. Therefore, if one wishes to mend the hole, he should use sewing thread from a different material than that of the talis, and a better option would be to even use colored thread, not white thread. If a talis tore from its hole downwards, in a way that the hole is now too close to the edge of the talus and the tzitzis had not yet been placed there, one must mend the hole before placing the tzitzis there. And in this case, too, one needs to take Rashi's opinion into account and only sew the talus with either thread of another material or, more ideally, with colored thread. Now, regarding a talus whose hole tore downwards all the way through the edge of the talus, so some say that if one sews the hole back up and subsequently places tzitzis in the hole, there is room to be mesupak, have a suffix as to whether the tzitzis are kosher. The suffix whether the tzitzis are kosher. Others say that there's no uncertainty here. One can definitely sew the hole back up and subsequently place the tzitzis there, right? Machlokes, Shulchan Aruch, and the Achronim. And essentially, the halacha is that one can sew the hole back up and place the tzitzis there. Nevertheless, one should comply with all opinions by attaching a piece of cloth of 3x3 finger breadths underneath the mended area and then hanging the tzitzis there. Now we're going to be discussing sewing a cloth to the corner of a talus and sewing around the hole where the tzitzis are hung. So we have here the Shulchan Aruch Sif Vav, HaToifer Chatichas Beged Bekanfei HaTalus, concerning the sewing of a piece of cloth to the corner of a talus, as well as, he says, as well as the minag of sewing around the hole which the tzitzis are hung, then he says the following, if the talus is made from silk and one sews it with a thread of white silk, one has to be concerned, as we've been saying all along, Yesh lachosh b'davar l'das Rashi. We have to be concerned for Rashi's opinion that one cannot sew at all between below, right? You have to be concerned that shalote shum tfira l'mata mishalosh ulamala mekesha gudal. Right? According to Rashi, we have to be concerned that one not sew at all between below three finger breadths and above the length of a thumb from the tip to the knuckle. The Ramah maintains, Hagav, who adim b'chol makom shetofer b'chut shehu min ha-sitzis, v'chayshin an shem yikach also chut l'chut ha-sitzis. He says that the same applies in any case when one sews with thread of the same material as his garment, because we're concerned that one might use the thread as a tzitzis string. Again, this is all the concern that we've been talking about. Let's just look at the Mishnah Brura, Siftat Nechav Beis, Shel Meshi, the Mushal Tzemer, Kvan is Barad Ein Lachosh Klal, because we said if the Beged was made out of wool, there's no concern at all. Umuter Li Matze Tzfira Ach Toch Shalosh, and it will be permitted to sew even within three finger breadths of the corner, because sewing is done with threads of other materials nowadays, not with woolen ones, and the presumption is that people know that threads of other materials cannot make valid tzitzis for a woolen talus, and would therefore not come to use such a thread as a tzitzis string. Sipka and Chav Gimel, right, if the talus is made from silk and one sews it with a thread of white silk, Bichut Meshi says, V'hu adidim ha-talus shel sharminim. The same thing would apply if the talus is made from other materials. Dafke imachut hu me'osa min gufa. It is only going to be usher to sew if the thread is made from that same material. Aval imachut mi min acher. But if the thread is from a different material, yesh lahaka, you can be mekel. Devavadai lo yuchal likach oso achut l'sitzis, because you can't take that other string for a sitzis. Dareinu potar l'bimino, because as we know, sitzis of other material is only going to be working for the talus of that same material. You can't have, when you're not dealing with a wool string, you cannot go ahead and use another material if the talus itself is not made of that material. Sif katan chavdalid lavan, white, dim hu tzavua, gam ken ein lachosh klal shem yikachen la tzitzis, deyan nogin lasoy tzitzis svuyim kemoshe kasov, sivin tes, sif hey. If the thread is colored, right, there is also, as we've been saying, no concern at all that one might use it as tzitzis, because we follow the minhag of not making colored tzitzis, as we saw in Siman Tes, Sif Hey. Sif Katan Chaf Hey, Limata Mi Shalosh, below three finger breadths and above the length of the thumb from the tip to the knuckle. He says, the Shamu Mekayma Tzitzis, because that is the place of the tzitzis. But when sewing either above three finger breadths or below the length of a thumb until the knuckle, there's no concern that one, according to Rashi, that one might use the thread as tzitzis, because the tzitzis anyway can't be hung from those areas. Right? It is usher to sew around the hole in which the tzitzis are placed with white thread. However, with our talesos, which are woolen, there's no reason at all to be makbid. As stated above, is that the iser against sewing in the corner doesn't apply to woolen garments, as we've been saying all along. Finally, sif katan chav vav, bechol makom. The Rama said the same applies in any case where one sews with thread of the same material as the tzitzis garment. Meaning to say the same applies in a case where the corner had torn, but some of it remained minimally connected, as well as in the similar case described above in Sif. Hey, right, the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out that the Ramah is not referring to a case where the corner tore off completely and one wishes to re-sew it. In such a case, one should not sew it up with any type of thread, because according to one understanding of Rav Amram, the tzitzis cannot be hung from that corner even after re-sewing it. Now the Mishnah Berurah here is explaining that the Ramah should be speaking of a case where the corner remains somewhat connected, where one can certainly place the tzitzis there after mending the corner, and pointing out that one must nevertheless take care to mend it in compliance with Rashi's opinion, and the Rama's comment can also apply to the case mentioned in Siv Hei, where a talus tore from the hole downwards, but not all the way through the edge. In this case, too, one can sew it up, but should take care to do so in compliance with Rashi's opinion. So just to sum up what we saw in Sif Vav, that if one wishes to sew a cloth to the corner of a talus, one should take into account Rashi's opinion, that it's usur to sew in any area that is valid for placing the tzitzis, namely between three finger breadths and half a thumb's length from tip to knuckle, from the edges of the corners. As such, if the talus is made from silk, one should not sew in that area with silken thread. Similarly, one should not sew around the hole from which the tzitzis are hung with silken thread. However, one can sew in these areas if he uses sewing thread from a material different than that of the talus, and similarly, one can sew the talus with colored thread.